Next, Heather L. with Traditions 4 and 5.
This is for, am I okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I don't have like my emotional support podium, so you guys are just gonna have to bear with me. I also have notes. Yeah, because I'm old, and then I had a baby when I was old, and I was already a little fucked up, and so notes. Are gonna save me here. I might have to. This feels very awkward to you.
Thank you,
my strong friend Stacy. So I get to talk a little bit about traditions 4 and 5, which may not sound super exhilarating, but I promise it is. Tradition 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting groups or NA as a whole. I think when I first got here, what that sounded to me was just like, cool, you guys get to like do your own thing and maybe like buy as many books as you want. I don't know, you know, you spend your money how you, I had no like real understanding of it. Sticking around for some time, I understand that what that means, is that we have freedom here and in our groups, and then that freedom comes with a certain level of like responsibility. In my past, whenever my experience with freedom just meant something completely different, and I was just free to do, I guess, whatever the fuck I wanted. And I thought that was freedom, without consequence. Come to find out there were always consequences. And how I understand freedom today in my own life even is just that I get to make good decisions, healthy decisions, and so that's kind of how I look at it for our groups as well, right? We are afforded the opportunity to make good and healthy decisions for our groups and for NA as a whole. So I think, when I came in here the first few, I'd love to say like months, but probably the first few years, I really struggled with just being very judgmental, and what I know today is that that came and comes from a place, I should have brought water, a place of just like very deeply seated insecurity, right? And so I really thought that whatever way me and my people were doing it was best. And it was going to be best not just for me and my people, but for all of you people as well. And what I've been lucky enough to learn here, I also didn't wear a watch, so will you yell at me? Okay. What I've been lucky enough to learn here is that what works for me doesn't necessarily, and what it really comes down to is what works for me and what saved my life might not be what works for you and saves your fucking life. So when I like put it into terms like that, I learned to really let go of what you're doing and how you're doing it, right? So groups, we get to have like all different styles of meetings and formats and vibes and everybody and just personalities in our meetings and oh my God. My friend Tiff, guys.
I'm going to take a sip of this really quick so I don't hack on the microphone.
So anyway, I'm grateful that I was able to learn to let go of some of that judgment and just really have an appreciation for people that were doing things differently. Because somebody needs that, right? And it might not be me, and that's fucking fine. And, you know, there's no, like, one best way to do it. So groups get to be autonomous. You get to make creative decisions and, have some personality in our groups. Okay, here we go, getting off track. Okay, how it affects NA as a whole, right? Because that's like, it sounds lovely and we can do whatever the fuck we want and we're having fun. And we also just have to keep in mind the second half of this tradition, how it affects NA as a whole, right? So while we are celebrating just the differences and there's a word I'm really wanting to use that's not coming to me. It's fine. Diversity? Yeah, the diversity amongst our fellowship. What we have to keep in mind is that, like, we're not an island, right? Our groups are autonomous, but we are still part of this bigger whole, this bigger family. The decisions that we make, again, why freedom doesn't necessarily mean we're just out here doing whatever we want. We're out here making healthy, responsible decisions for the greater good of our fellowship. Because we, as groups, have the ability to change how the community or how newcomers view NA as a whole, right? And that's really important because, how newcomers view us, right, is like what saves lives. So, in my opinion, so I think bottom line with that is that, like, it's so cool that we get the chance to be creative in our involvement in our home groups and stuff, but that, like, our choices actually matter, and that's just wild. You know, I lived a lot of my life pretending like none of my choices mattered to anybody but me. So, tradition 5. Each group has but one primary purpose.
How am I? I have a couple minutes.
Each group has but one primary purpose: to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. And, when I'm thinking about this and kind of,
this might be over there,
kind of meditating, she's so cool. So I'm gonna talk about focus in this tradition, because that's what it's about for me. We'll get back there. I think of this after tradition 4, and we're talking about the ways we can be autonomous and all the different things we can do within our groups. Tradition 5 is like that, like, grounding tradition, right? Our primary purpose. And that how, like, it's the thing that matters the most. A reminder of why we exist and why our meetings matter so much. So everything we do in reality just comes back to helping this still suffering addict. When I got here, I was in carrying the message, right? So when I got here, I was in just a tremendous amount of pain, and what did it for me was not necessarily someone, I listened to the readings, right, but not necessarily someone saying, these are the 1 through 12 steps in which, you will follow, and the traditions, the 12 traditions that you must adhere to save your life. No, it was just somebody being like, this is what it was like for me. This is what I did, and this is what it's like now. And I, like, stuck around long enough to, like, believe somebody. And that saved my life. So just, it's a good reminder for me, I think, especially being asked to share on like traditions, and I'm just like, oh, I really want to sound like scholarly, and I want to quote literature for you guys. I do want to do that. I'm not going to. I'm just gonna tell you that, like, yeah, our primary purpose is just to really be ourselves here, you know. Oh, and I'll cry. You guys just being here and being yourselves saved my fucking life. That's so cool. Yeah. So, I think tradition five, what it exists for and what it does is to just remind us why we're here and ensure that, like, everybody has, every still suffering addict has that same opportunity that I had to come in here, hear a message, and, like, change their lives. So I wrote down, details are not the point. I think that was, like, a personal note for myself, you know, because I can get really just caught up in some details of, like, where the chairs are sitting here right now, you know, and how I might have done that a little differently. I don't know. And actually how, like, none of that fucking matters at all. You know, but this addict, I wouldn't have guessed it, but I had some pretty serious control issues, some pretty serious control issues that I came in here with. You know, so sometimes some of my opinions on stuff like that have been hard to let go of. Yeah, so, like, I really have enjoyed kind of taking a deeper look and getting back to, you know, what matters most here. Yeah, so it's funny. I did put tradition five is about focus. Wow, look at that. Yeah, and so, yeah, the most important thing I can do is to just carry the message. And yeah, and then let it go. All right, that's all I have. Thanks, guys.